Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I never asked you. Did you buy any souvenirs when I saw you on the street there in Prague?
I got a little picture for my wife. So yeah, I did.
Picture of the city?
Picture of the Charles Bridge.
Yeah. It's a cool town. I don't know how much walking around you got to do, but where I saw you is pretty much deep in tourist territory. And it's a beautiful city. I mean, I'd recommend it. I assume you felt the same.
I had to work quick that day, you know.
Yeah, well, I was a little concerned. I was a little concerned, but, you know, you were very cool about the whole thing, as you are. All right, so let's start with the positives. Tell me what you saw that you liked last week in Prague.
Well, I like that we stuck together. You know, we went down, and I don't think we're playing very well, but we stuck with it and found a way to get ourselves back in the game. That's the one positive I took away. I'd say the other positive is we didn't play very well and ended up 4-3. So we expect to be much better tonight and in a lot of different areas. So hopefully that'll add up to a victory.
Yeah, a lot of turnovers in the wrong end and a little bit of what felt like, not panicky play, but guys feeling like they needed to get rid of the puck quickly. But you know what I heard from a lot of fans, and I don't need to tell you this, Coach, because you get suggestions from fans every time you turn around. But why so many passes on the power play? Why not more shots?
Well, I'm not sure we got a lot of zone time on the power play. I think we got on the first power play, we got in clean, but they broke it up pretty quickly. And then the second time, and then we didn't get in. And then the second power play, we only had 20 seconds, and we scored right away. So I don't think we had zone time where I could say we moved the puck too much. We'd like to get in the zone and establish that pressure, and we'll go from there. So
you don't feel like the guys are
one and a half power plays,
and you scored.
Probably not enough to make too much of an assessment.
Yeah, so you're not concerned about too much cautiousness when it comes to getting rid of the puck, shooting the puck.
No.
Okay.
No.
Let me introduce you to a young man named Mark Carman, a fine sports broadcaster who I'm sure you've met at one point or another. Say hi to Coach.
Jeremy, good morning. Great to talk to you, and thanks for being on. How are you looking at the goaltender situation with all these home games and days off between? Are you trying to find a hot guy right now, or trying to more, you know, give both guys an opportunity early in the season?
Yeah, they'll both play. It's one of our strengths, I think, is goaltending. We got two guys who can give us, you know, excellent performances whenever they get the call. We'll definitely share the load. I think over time, of course, you know, we're going to play the one who earns the opportunity to carry more of the load, but we're hoping to have both guys playing well and we can share the burden.
Is it hard to assess a goaltender in practice? Because the last thing you want is a bunch of guys running into him, but you got to give him some full speed action, right?
Yeah, and I think we, you know, in training camp and beginning of the season here, we've had some good practices. We've been going for, you know, 50 minutes. So there's been lots of work. Certainly we've had to have some days off because of the travel. But I'm not concerned about sharpness for either guy. I think they've both had enough work.
Yeah, and Leonard is an accomplished guy at the highest level, so you know, nothing to be concerned about there when he does play. Yes, Mark.
I'm just saying it is hard to keep two guys happy, though, right, Coach? I mean, they're both professionals. They'll do whatever you say, but that's not an easy thing for you.
Yeah, they both want to play, no question. That's part of why they're good. They're competitors. They want to have the ball. They want to be the difference, you know, for the team having success. But I think if you're going to have a top team, an excellent team, you need to have depth. And part of that is everyone gets maybe a little less than they'd like to have, but that adds up to having a really good team with multiple guys who can help you win.
Now, you've played all over the world. It's the first time I think you said you coached in Prague. You didn't play there, but you played everywhere, including here. And I have never in my life, as a hockey fan and a hockey nut, I have never been in an arena that was that warm. It was strange. We came in, you know, when you come into a hockey building, you expect there to be a chill because it's played on ice. Hey, Coach, was it hot on your level on the ice?
Yeah, it was definitely warm. I think harder on the players than for me. It probably was comfortable for me back there. But think the ice quality certainly was affected, but you know what? It was the same for both teams, so it's not an excuse at all. I expect the ice will be way better tonight, though.
Yeah, well, we're pretty good at it here. There's nothing quite like a Hawks home opener, and there's always a surprise or two that the bosses have cooked up, and it's going to be a good time. Look, you know how good this team is and can be, so why not get it started tonight?
No question. Sounds like a great plan.
All right, well, that's how you know it's not my first day. Coach, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take it easy.
That's the coach, Jeremy Colleton.